I have my lovely guests here. Actually, I've been a real faux pas. I've got Yasmin Khan Osborne and I've got...
Chloe Merrill.
Lovely to have you here today. Now, really lovely because you are part of the Cambridge University Ladies Netball Club. And I think lots of people know that I'm really keen to promote women's sport. And by the look on your faces, you're pleased to be doing the same as well. So just tell us a little bit about the club. What, I mean, there's different teams involved, isn't there, in the club itself. So who's going to start off telling me about it?
I'll go. So we run three teams. We initially started as a club with two teams, the first team and the second team, who compete in Bucks, which is the university organised sports league. And then recently we introduced a third team because we could see there was a market for netball, and they compete in the varsity match with us. So they train during the year just for this one match because it's an excellent occasion that we all get together for.
Yeah, and to train together and to play against each other as well. So that's part of it. And what made you two get into? Has it always been in your blood to play any sport, not necessarily netball, Yasmin?
So for me, I got into netball very young at primary school, so probably about age 6 or 7, and I then got into a club straight away through our gym teacher at primary school. So for me, netball's always been my sport from a very young age, but I do enjoy other sports as well, like hockey and swimming I've also been involved in.
And did you say from school that you've always been involved in school? And the same for you as well?
From the age of 6, I think, I started in year 3.
It's one of those sports where most girls nationally, you know, they've played netball since they were very young, since primary school. I remember my nan always saying to me, oh, you know, I always didn't like netball because I was too short and all the other girls would get the ball off me. So even my nan, who's now 90 years old, you know, she played netball.
Wow.
So it is a very historic sport.
So, you know, I want to talk about this particular video that was brought out in February by the Ladies Netball, Cambridge University and Ladies Netball Club. And we want to talk about it because the reason was, of course, promoting the varsity matches. But not everybody brings out a video when they're just about to play a match. But this is quite poignant. And first of all, you all really look fantastic. You know, you're very good in it. You're good at actually getting the point across. Were you directed by a certain friend on this particular promotion?
The kind of story behind it is that this year we kind of had enough, I think, and we had reached out to England Netball in the summer to talk to them about women's sport and promoting netball, and realising that it's this peculiar situation when you have a uniquely all women's sport. And we're looking at sexism in sport at the moment. It's one of the biggest issues that we face. And yet there seems to be no marriage between the two. And the CEO of England Netball sort of said, you know, why not? So we thought, yeah, this is something we would want to tap into as well. So we looked at all the things that we had seen online about netball, because all the quotes in our video are real things. That
you say.
Papers like, you know, the big tabloids had spoken about netball in that way. So for us, it was a matter of pride, but also importance to show people that netball, it's a sport that everyone plays at school, but also it can be serious and you have to be tough and strong and resilient. And this is what we do every day, week in, week out, to play at the level that we do play.
And it absolutely shows that in the video, because you obviously tell about the stigmas and the misconceptions. And, you know, one of the quotes was, better, lovely outfit, never talking about the sporting question. And that is very frustrating when you play pretty much professional netball, don't you? I mean, you play very, very good netball, and it doesn't matter even if you're not at that level, if you're playing, it is an important sport, and sport is great. It's great for the well-being, it's great for everything. But so have you met lots of younger women who have had experienced this and say, and what do you say to them? Do you find that you just say, look, get on with it, just do the sport?
Yeah, we always try and encourage people to come down and watch, because for us it's that, oh, well, it must be really slow, and why would you not be able to move with the ball? That's so silly. And it must, you know, what is it that you're actually doing? And then we get them down to watch our matches, our Bucks matches, every Wednesday, and they all come away shocked, A, at how exciting it is and how close it gets, but also at the speed we're playing at the intensity of it, and the physical presence that we need just to compete at the level that we do compete at, which is pretty high, given that we're at Cambridge and there isn't much time, or we're told that there's not much time to do this kind of thing in our free time.
And when England played for the Commonwealth Games, were you really, really excited by that? Was that quite an inspirational moment for all of you?
Yeah, I mean, it was so exciting. The fact that they got into the final at all was such a historic moment, and just by one goal in that split second after such a tight game was incredible. And then to watch them win in exactly the same manner was also absolutely amazing. And just the ripple effect that that's had in the media and kind of the promotion of women's sport has just been incredible. Sort of Helen Halsby, the goal attack who scored the winning goal, you know, getting tweeted by David Beckham and being so excited, this other, you know, heroic sportsman. It just shows, you know, all sports, men and women, they train to be the best at what they do, and netball's no different. And it's, you know, it's great that it's a women's sport, but that anyone can enjoy it, and it's just so fast and exciting and different as well.
Yeah, we were, I mean, even just excited that it was at this Commonwealth level that we could be watching it. I mean, it wasn't, all the matches weren't broadcasted, which we were a bit upset
That's
about.
That's questionable, isn't it?
That is
really, really irritating. But hopefully we can, you know, next time it'll be even better. But having you here talking about women's sport is phenomenal for me. It's if I could do it every Friday and have women's sport here, I'd be doing it. So I need to get more of this sorted. But the netball, you know, the game itself. Tell us a little bit about the game itself and the positions that you play and who. What's the best position in netball?
Well, I think we're the opposite end of the court, so I think
I'm in defence and Yasmin's out in attack.
Right.
So we have. It's like, I mean, the easiest way to say it is like basketball, but it really isn't. But we'll go with that to start with. We've got a court. There are seven players. You have posts with no backboards, and the principle is to get the goal, to get the ball to that goal. Except the interesting thing about netball is that you're not allowed everywhere in the court. So your position, it restricts you to where you're allowed to go. So it's far more tactical than people initially realise. Mm. The other aspect of it is you can't move with the ball. You land, you stop, and you have to pass it. Or not stop, sort of not necessarily, but that you can't travel with the ball. So that really makes for a very tactical, fast game, quite counterintuitively.
It's one of those things where it's slightly different because it's not about necessarily how you move the ball, but actually how all your players move and respond to each other. It's a massive team dynamic, and you've really got to read off your players because you can't just run with the ball all the time.
Now, apart from playing this really, really fantastic game of netball and the game itself, you have to train in other things, and your video absolutely showed that. So when you're not on the pitch, or rather, no, what do you call it, the pitch?
The court.
The court, thank you so much. When you're not on the court, where are you training? Because it's not just about playing. You've got to keep your strength up, haven't you?
Absolutely. So given the nature of the game, the stop-start, the jumping,
change,
everything's evolved. Yeah, yep. we have to stay strong. Our muscles have to support the joints and everything that's going on. And also, it's such a fast-paced game when we play that the stamina also needs to be there. So we are in the gym, we are conditioning, we are lifting weights, we are doing everything that it takes to get the body in the right place to be able to do what we want it to do. And that's so, it's important for the game, but also we love it because it keeps our minds sane on top of all the work.
And
we're
are
doing.
You playing every day? Is that, do you have a day off?
Yes, we do. We have the day after our matches, we have off for recovery. So recovery is still important. But we also, I would say 5 times a week we are playing.
Yeah. And what about nutrition? What happens there? How do you balance nutrition? You're laughing at me.
As a student, it's
a fine
balance between having fun and staying fit. And actually, that is a challenge, you know, when we're thinking of like going out and drinking and having fun as well. But it's something that we're looking at increasingly at the club level, because that is the final component, is staying and staying healthy by feeding yourself properly. And it's not easy. Not every college has the right facilities, so it's about finding the right balance, but educating people, going from the very beginning and telling them what they need and how to fuel this body that we are asking so much of.
And when you see matches on TV and you see the Commonwealth Games and you see England beat Australia, it is about the preparation. So you play the sport, you are committed, and even your video says you are committed to it, and you can actually see it. It's a fantastic part. I wish everyone would make videos like that, because it just shows you what you actually are involved and what actually you are up against sometimes, the stigma and the misconceptions, as we said before. Do you find then that, do you think women's sport is progressing? Do you think you see more women come to university and want to join the sports, or do you find it's less so, or you've got to struggle to get them in?
I guess for us, I mean, with the introduction of the development squad, we personally have seen an increased interest and participation as well, because the club also runs into college leagues and cuppas, which is just a day tournament. And that is, you know, extremely popular. We have a ladies' league and a mixed league. So it's not just women as well. You know, the mixed leagues are really enjoyable, fun things to do at the weekend. So I guess for us, netball, particularly with the Commonwealth Games, really is, you know, up running well. Yeah,
all the time. Now, one of the most important things that we want to talk about is sponsoring. So sell it to us. Sell it to you. You want to get more companies, don't you, sponsoring you, which is normal for a sports team, is it not?
Yes, it is. So for us, we normally look for three major sponsors each year to promote our club, and they sponsor us on various things. Our varsity match is a really big point for sponsors. What we like to offer people is kind of publicity within Cambridge and at Oxford as well during our varsity match, if they would like to become sponsors. And it is just a great way for us to interact with companies outside Cambridge as well. It's really beneficial for our players and the companies with regards to recruitment as well.
Yeah.
And it's just great to get other companies involved and get people enjoying netball.
And seeing what you do, and hopefully more women coming aboard as well. Yeah. I really take my hat off to you. I think it's fantastic. Keep on promoting women's sport. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Lovely, lovely. And when's your next match, by the way?
So the season has ended now.
Oh.
Our last match was the end of last term. We had our varsity match as well. So now we are looking to the next season, which starts in October.
I really like the seasons, the way that you can stop and have some recuperation and then train for the next time. What is it about football? Why does it continue? Is it the sponsors doing that? Do you think that's going to happen to all women's sport as well, that there might not be any break in a season?
Oh, I don't know. Because obviously there's Australia and New Zealand, and their seasons vary. So obviously winter there, summer here. Mm. But yeah, no, I think the players would like to see it at that sort of the professional ladies at that level, because, you know, it's only just become a professional, full professional sport. And they're saying after the World Cup, they might not be able to pay them to be professional anymore, which is shocking.
The netball team.
The netball team, the England team are going to be out of money by 2019.
Right, so we need to get that sorted.
Absolutely.
So we need to get you guys sponsored, and then we need to move forward and get everybody else sorted as well.
That would be fab.
Thank you both so much. I think I'm going to get you to come in as well another time, maybe when you start your matches and you can tell us what's going on
there
as well.
That would be great.
That'd be really, really nice. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much indeed.